This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with Passion.
Well, today for Parenting with Passion, my guest is Deb Sorensen from Focus on the Family, and we're talking about sibling rivalry. Now, you might have seen some stories in the media recently about the supposed sibling rivalry that's emerged between Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, and her sister, Pippa Middleton. You know, apparently they're having diet wars and all this stuff. I mean, you wouldn't know whether those stories are true or not, but I thought it raises some interesting questions about how siblings get on. So Deb's going to help me nut this one out. Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
Now, I would imagine, I grew up as one of four kids, and I would imagine that a little bit of sibling rivalry is pretty normal, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've all grown up in families, and it's very normal, and I think it's part of a healthy process too.
So, okay. Yeah. I think I was really lucky in my family because the sister that was really brainy and good at sport was younger than me, so at least I never had to live up to any of, you know, the standards that she set, which was nice. But what happens when children become overly competitive, though? Why do children become like that? Is it because they're maybe vying for the parents' approval and attention?
Look, it could be. You know, it could be parents are really busy, and sometimes kids will do whatever it takes to get our attention. I think, though, too, it's part of a normal growing up. You know, we're trying to work out who we are, and we do that by comparing ourselves to others, and the family is probably the primary place that happens. Mm. So, you know, we find out what we're good at and what we're not good at, and and we measure ourselves against our brothers and sisters, you know, find our place in the world. So I think there's that natural competitive spirit just to find out who we are.
Ah, part of forging, I guess, an identity. Now,
yes.
Amongst the parents I talk to, there's often a perception that children tend to be more competitive when they're very close together in age. Does the age gap between siblings make any difference, do you think?
Oh, look, maybe if there's a big difference between, you know, like 8 years or something. But I know with my kids, you know, there was a 3-year gap or nearly 4-year gap between the first two. And look, they were so competitive.
Really?
The younger, yes. And the younger one was the better at reading and the better at sport and the better at kind of everything. And she wanted to be better than her 4-year, you know, the sister that was 4 years older. And the poor sister that was older, my poor, you know, eldest daughter, couldn't compete with her.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Lots of kind of strife, yeah.
Yeah. Well, does birth order play any role in this too?
Perhaps there's some stuff around middle children feeling very insecure and...
Oh, no, that's me.
Yeah, but I think it's more about personality, to be honest, and family dynamics.
Okay. Well, I guess the other big part of, sibling rivalry in relationships is fights. You know, all siblings seem to fight, don't they?
Ah, yes.
What kinds of things do you think tend to trigger fights between kids?
Look, it can be things like that they're tired, you know, and that they're cranky or they're feeling sick. So it can be, you know, simple stresses like that because, let's face it, even as adults, if we're feeling run down, we get cranky, don't we? And we've got a short fuse. So there's that kind of thing. If there's regular fights over stuff, it could be that we haven't taught them how to deal well when things aren't going their way. And so, you know, we can talk about that, what we need to do as parents in that situation. Yeah, and there's the whole thing about fairness. Aren't they the fairness cops?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I remember being really cranky because I had to wait till I was 16 or 18 to get my ears pierced. And my sister just went out and got hers done in year 8 and nobody said a word to her. I thought, that is not fair.
I know, the bane of being the oldest or... Yeah. We've got to pave the way.
I'm nowhere even near the oldest, though.
Oh, aren't you?
I've got 2 ones older. I mean, fairness, though, is a big deal, isn't it? I mean, parents have to be pretty careful about this, don't they?
Yes, and look, I think the biggest challenge as parents is to actually help our kids deal well with normal reactions to life, like when we get angry, when we get frustrated, when we get cranky, when we think things aren't fair, because I think there was a famous Prime Minister that told us, wasn't there, that life isn't fair. So the challenge is, hey, how do we help our kids deal with this, these normal reactions to life? Okay. And you want to know the best way?
What's that?
Model it.
Yeah,
model it.
Okay.
So, look, we've got to have some clear consequences, clear boundaries, so the kids understand that, you know, if they step over those boundaries, there are going to be consequences. They are not allowed to, you know, pull their sister's hair out or punch them in the face or...
Push them off the couch.
Or, yeah, take their sister's stuff, you know. So there needs to be some clear boundaries. But there also needs to be that opportunity when they're not angry and in the middle of a fight and we're not angry and in the middle of the fight to actually sit down and talk about, okay, well, how did you actually feel in that situation?
Mm.
What did you actually do? And did that actually work? Or is there a better way to do this?
Mm.
And then actually brainstorm some better ways of doing that. So, hey, look, when you're starting to feel angry, how about you take some time out? And just walk away for a bit or count to 20 or whatever it is. And then you can all do that as a family, actually. But then actually model that as a parent yourself. So when you are getting really tired and cranky, for instance, with the kids that have left the wet towels lying all over the floor, you can actually say to the kids, I am really angry at the moment. I'm going to deal with this in a moment. I need some space and go on. I'm going to take some time out in my room to calm down, and then we are going to deal with this when I come out.
Dealing with it in the not talking about these things when you're angry, but talking about them, I guess, later and making the time to do that, which is really key. I think it sounds like some assertiveness skills can be helpful too in terms of things like if the conflicts are over things like, well, that's mine, or personal space, like getting out of my room, and or, you know, issues of fairness, that if a kid can just say, look, you know, I really want some time in my room by myself, or I want to play with that toy right now and that's mine, so I would like you to give it, you know, give me a turn, then those things could all prevent kind of big fights from breaking out.
And fostering that respect in the home, and also fostering that friendship and respect in the home. So looking for those opportunities for the kids to have fun together and build, you know, really good memories together. I know my daughters just love the young adults now. They love getting together. They just enjoy one another's company. And, you know, through the childhood, yes, they had fights and stuff, but most of the time they had fun together. I don't know about you and your sisters.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and modelling again that respect for them. And so, you know, we can model that by not name calling, for instance, when we're feeling angry or upset or frustrated, or respecting, you know, children's property and and expecting that, you know, with our own property as parents, and, you know, maybe saying, you know, children are not allowed in our bedroom, you know, those kind of things that we can model respect, and then looking for those opportunities to have fun together, whether it's around the meal table and talking about our day, sharing our day together, all the big things, holidays.
I think that is a really good point, just to end on, that idea of having fun together, doing things together, building into those relationships, because it just makes sense that if you're having a good time together, say you're going out, you're cheering your brother or sister on at their soccer match, you're encouraging one another, that naturally is going to kind of deal with any of the competitiveness or kind of jealousy or issues of fairness, isn't it? If we're all kind of celebrating each other's achievements and enjoying them together.
And we can be tempted to kind of like focus on all the negative, and it takes discipline as a parent to kind of shift that focus and, okay, let's, you know, really invest our time and energies into something that's positive here and build that into our family.
Okay, good tips. Thanks very much, Deb. It's been lovely to talk to you today. That's Deb Sorensen from Focus on the Family, and their website for more great tips on family life is families.org.au. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.